Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Rodgers going for it all, looking to break it open. He's got it! Lazard! Gonna go! Touchdown!
Rodgers snaps it quick, scrambles to his right, pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon.
Allen has time. Intercepted! Sauce Gardner's got it. Breaking away, Garrett Wilson. Wilson, a big play downfield. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And I'm glad to welcome back a return guest every draft season. He's on multiple times. Really glad to have him because he adds perspective that you don't get from the other draft talking heads. Dives into the data on the draft prospects. He runs a Patreon called All Pro Football Source. You should subscribe if you haven't already. My buddy Jim Coburn. Jim, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing really well.
I'm glad you're doing well. I'm just hoping you think the Jets are doing really well. And I want you to tell me the good news, Jim. Tell me that they did well. No, I'm just kidding. I want your honest opinion on how they did in this draft. Let's start with the first pick that they made, number 15 overall, Will McDonald out of Iowa State, the edge rusher. Bit of a surprise. Some people thought he might go a little bit later. A lot of people thought the Jets would go offensive line here. Instead, it's a pass rusher. What does the data tell us about Will McDonald?
Well, I got some good news. Will McDonald has decent data in terms of his overall metrics. McDonald scored a 60.11 in terms of his solo tackle production, 83.90 in terms of sack, and then 90.40 in terms of tackle for loss. And athleticism wise, he has Pro Bowl athleticism. He had an 85.22 out of 100 flexibility score, which kind of deals with their balance and bend. You know, when people say a guy's bendy, they're kind of talking about guys like that, you know, the Nick Bosa's, the Joey Bosa's, those types of guys. So he has all of those athletic traits and production traits you're looking for, but he was a little bit of a reach. Now there is some good news. Most of the players that tested like him in the first round were guys like Melvin Ingram, Bruce Irvin, Nick Bosa, and Marcus Smith. Of course, Marcus Smith didn't really turn out the best out of that group, but at the same time, McDonald has above average athleticism compared to Marcus Smith. Marcus Smith was more, he didn't have any one thing that really stood out athletically. He was just kind of average, kind of slightly above average athlete. At least you're getting a guy who has that. So in terms of the data, it is a reach. When I evaluate prospects, of course, I'm looking at their EAV score, which is their expected approximate value. I take all the data that I use, production, age, athleticism, arm length, all the stuff everybody talks about every year. Take all that stuff, look at, okay, what leads to more value at the next level? And then you look at, okay, the guys that had those same types of numbers that were drafted in the first round, how did they test? And that's kind of where this kind of goes. So In terms of his draft slot and where he was picked and what he kind of brings to the table, he's a little overvalued is how I would kind of put it. He's a guy that, you know, again, is more of a day two type edge rusher prospect. But in terms of what you get a pass rusher. You get a guy that can be a starter, can contribute. So from that aspect, I think he's going to work out. But at the same time, it is debatable if there wasn't a better pass rusher you could have taken. So that's the only thing about the pick.
Jim, there were a lot of draft analysts who agreed with you in terms of it being a slight reach, although most did agree that Will McDonald is a really good player. The second round, though, not a lot of noise about being a reach. Most people thought it was a really good pick. Joe Tippmann, the center out of Wisconsin, who also has the ability to play guard. What does the data tell us about Joe Tippmann? Are the draft analysts on point? Was Joe Tippmann a really solid value at number 43 overall?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I had him as a first-round talent based on his data, so the data had him as a guy that is more likely to be a first-round center talent. Now, of course, he was kind of injured during the draft process, so you kind of worry about those types of things because he didn't really go through all the testing you're looking for. But he did put up a 94.26 out of 100 speed score, which is excellent for the center position. And he has ridiculous size. You know, this isn't like a 6'2", 10-pound or 300-pound center. He's a full-size center, you know, 6 foot, and above, pretty high in terms of that, has decent length as well. So he's a good selection from that perspective, I think. He has really great size, good athleticism traits. Even if that 40-yard dash that was projected isn't completely accurate, he's still good. I mean, unless he was just awful, which I doubt. Most of the time, they underperform by, 10 to 15 points usually is kind of if they're kind of lying about that kind of stuff. But it's a pretty good overall profile for him. And I think he was a good pick in the second round.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Jets had no third round pick, but in the fourth round, they took Carter Warren, the offensive tackle out of Pittsburgh. Some say they believe he'll be a swing tackle right away and then maybe compete for a starting tackle spot down the line. Joe Noteboom from the Rams, the offensive tackle who also played some guard for them, is the comparison that Brandon Thorne made for Carter Warren. What do the analytics tell us about that selection, Carter Warren out of Pittsburgh?
Well, I would say in terms of a comparison, he doesn't really have those same kind of comparisons. He's more of like an average athlete in terms of his athleticism traits, at least from what we know. He didn't really do all the testing that you're looking for in the offseason, but he does have great size measurables. You know, this is somebody who is, above 6'5". which is kind of what you're looking for at the tackle position in terms of leverage. Most of the time, the taller a tackle is, the better their high qualityness can be, is kind of how I put it. And that kind of deals with leverage. You know, the bigger, the taller you are, you typically have longer arms, you typically have a bigger frame, those kinds of things. So he has that going for him. But I wouldn't necessarily go through those other sort of avenues of like projecting him to this guy or that guy. He really could just be an average backup in many ways, because there really isn't a whole lot of data to kind of point to he's going to be great, he's going to be great. But at the same time, you've got a fourth rounder who has the size measurables you're looking for, has at least average athleticism traits based on the projected 40-yard dash that we know of. So is it a great pick? Probably not, but it is somebody that I think will contribute, and he's not somebody I think is going to get cut, you know, right away, if that makes any sense. He's somebody who might kind of stick around and be a decent backup kind of guy.
The next pick the Jets had was in the fifth round, and it went towards Carter Warren's teammate at Pittsburgh, running back Israel Abanikanda. What does the data tell us about him? I know a lot of Jets fans were really excited about that pick. And, of course, we do know that the last time the Jets had a running back that played his college ball at Pittsburgh, it worked out okay for them.
Yeah, it did. In terms of Israel, he is great in terms of his total offensive mark share production. He had 86.54 out of 100. The only negative to his profile realistically is his passing yardage market share production at a 49.68 out of 100, which is average. It doesn't mean that he is going to be a bust in terms of catching the football out of the backfield. It's just not something that Pittsburgh really used him that much. You know, they didn't use him that much in the passing game there. So from that perspective, that's kind of the only sort of worry, I guess. Has great touchdown market share. Had a 98.48 in terms of touchdown market share. His strength of schedule adjusted production was 88.20 out of 100. And athleticism-wise, he's a classic explosion speed running back. He doesn't have the best flexibility. He's in that sort of Adrian Peterson, Marshawn Lynch kind of vein, where he's not the most flexible back ever, but he has that explosiveness, that speed. So he just kind of bulldozes people, you know, in terms of, you know, getting people off of him. He just kind of hits them out. Derrick Henry's probably another good example of that, you know, in terms of a very explosive, very fast, not the most flexible guy, you know, kind of more of a, you know, upright runner in that kind of perspective. But, I mean, he's fantastic, man. I mean, he probably, out of all the picks that the Jets drafted this year, he had the most value. He's the most likely to kind of he's a guy who is essentially going to be more impactful compared to where he was drafted at in terms of being a value. So he's just a great value pick. I know you guys already have Breece Hall. You obviously have other other running backs you're kind of rotating there a little bit as well. But I think overall it was a good pick because, you know, you got Breece Hall, you got who might be more of the receiving back for this team, you know, kind of a big kind of receiving back. And you get Israel can kind of do more of the, you know, kind of run heavy type situation. He might be the main touchdown back, honestly. I mean, he was that in college. He was fantastic in that particular area, and he could be that for the Jets.
Next up for the Jets was Zaire Barnes, the linebacker out of Western Michigan, who's also a pretty good special teamer. What did the data say about Zaire Barnes? I'm not going to lie. I've read up on him. I've watched a little, but he's not a guy that I watched a ton of film on before the draft. Is he a good value in the sixth round?
I would say so. I think in terms of his solo tackle market share production, he had an 87.13 out of 100, which is very good for a linebacker prospect. It's not elite, but it's in that sort of Pro Bowl threshold in terms of that. Had good athleticism metrics. Had an 87.21 out of 100 in terms of speed, 83.63 in terms of flexibility for his size. And when you add all those things together, again, you're talking about a sixth rounder. So you're getting a linebacker that could potentially be a starting linebacker for you in the sixth round. That's pretty good. I mean, in terms of athleticism, the production traits you're looking for, all those kind of factors, he kind of went that late because of his strength of schedule and because of his age. You know, he's a little bit older, but all things considered, and especially you mentioned special teams as well, that's the type of guy you want. So again, in terms of being a value pick, a guy that you take in the sixth round, he potentially could be a starting linebacker for you, contributes on special team early on, that's a great selection. So I really like him in terms of being a later half selection. But I think he's going to be an all-pro Pro Bowl player, probably not. But is he going to end up being a very good long-term contributor to starter for the Jets. I definitely think that's a possibility with him.
After Zaire Barnes, the Jets picked again at the end of the sixth round, and they took Jerick Bernard Converse, the cornerback out of LSU. He also has some safety flexibility, which is good. The Jets could use help at safety, and really it's never a bad thing to have a guy in your secondary who can play multiple positions. My buddy Walter Cherpinski of WalterFootball.com was on the show, and he said he believes that this was one of the Jets' better picks. He had Jerick Bernard Converse going around the fourth round. What does the data tell us? Does it agree with Walter?
Well, it kind of disagrees with him. I think in terms of what you're getting a great athlete is kind of what you're getting. You know, he had a 93.49 explosion score, 84.73 in terms of speed, but production-wise, 37.51 in terms of solo tackle production, which again is out of 100. And then his pass deflection market share production was 13.20 out of 100, which is well below what you want it to be. And in many ways, you want your defensive backs to be getting those pass deflections because it's sort of an indicative indication of their ball skills, you know, their ability to play the football in the air. And those are things that he just didn't really do much at LSU. Now, is he a great athlete? Like I said, yes. He kind of has that sort of ability from that standpoint, has the size measurements you're looking for. But I think when you look at his overall profile, his overall production, his overall athleticism traits and everything kind of together, he kind of went where he was supposed to go. So I don't think he's necessarily a bad value in any way, but I think he's definitely somebody who kind of went where you kind of expected a guy like that to go.
Final pick for the Jets, and this is one that a lot of people are excited about, Zach Kuntz, the tight end out of Old Dominion that was in the seventh round, pick number 220. The reason why people are so high on this pick is because his athleticism is off the charts. On the relative athletic score, Zach Kuntz scored the highest of any tight end that entered the draft since 1987. And it seems like there's a lot of upside there. He's still raw, needs work, but he could be a player in the NFL if the Jets could get him anywhere close to his athletic ceiling. What does the data say? Because we know what the athletic score says, but does the data match the excitement that Jets fans have in terms of Zach Kuntz potentially being a late-round steal?
I would say so. In terms of his production data, not even talking about his athleticism, you know, he was 89-plus percentile in terms of his total, you know, offensive market share production. He had great touchdown market share, 81.33 out of 100. The only things that were kind of below average with him were his receiving average, so his yards per touch was not the best. His touchdown percentage was not the best. So that's basically how many touchdowns he had per touch in that offense. But as an athlete, again, 97.84 in terms of explosiveness, 95.86 in terms of flexibility for his size, great. You know, 87.07 out of 100 in terms of his speed score. And I think when you look at his size traits, because the relative athletic score is not just about his 40-yard dash. It's not just about his, you know, vertical and three-cone. It's about his size. You know, he's 6'7", 255 pounds, with 34-inch arm length and 10-and-a-quarter-inch hand size. Those are the Jimmy Graham type of testing. You know, this is the type of guy that has the same sort of Jimmy Graham-like, just crazy length, crazy size, really hard to kind of defend a guy like that. You know, just like this, he's athletic and he has all this length. He has a size to him. So that's what's really impressive about him. The only things that kind of are down about him is his age. He's a little bit older. He also didn't really play against the toughest competition ever. You know, he wasn't like at Alabama or anything. He was at Old Dominion. So that's definitely going to kind of lower him a little bit. But I think in terms of everything considered, you could get a guy very similar. When I was doing the data and looked at kind of comparables for him, Dallas Goedert from Philadelphia is probably the closest sort of comparison for him in terms of just having his size and good athleticism traits. Didn't really do it very well in terms of his touchdown percentage and his, you know, receptions per touch, or I should say yards per touch as a receiver. But overall, it's a great pick. I think, again, when you look at the Jets draft overall, just kind of, you know, wrapping everything up, I think it was a good draft. I scored them out as a 16 out of 32, which is, you know, average. But I think you're going to get a lot of great players out of this draft. I think there's a lot of guys that are really going to contribute. And some, again, when you look at that later round area, you know, day three, I think that's where you kind of made your money, is in terms of that general area, in terms of getting those really great contributors on special teams and above.
You have the Jets at 16 out of 32, right in the middle of the pack. So what would you have given them if you were going to give a letter grade, something like a C+ or a B-?
Yeah, I'd probably give them about a C. Again, I'm not the biggest letter grade guy. That's the thing. I don't like giving grades to people because eventually everybody just gives everybody A's and B's because they're not trying to get backlash, you know? So I tend to just look at, okay, how did this team perform against 32 teams? That's what you're competing against, these other 32 teams. And I grade it by three main things. One, their approximate value per pick. So basically how much value they had, the average sort of approximate value of each pick they had, which is adjusted by the round they were drafted. And then you also look at their total approximate value, which kind of, you take all their players in terms of their value, you add it up, you get that ranked, and then the value per pick. So you look at all those different things and you add it up to one number to kind of give you who was the best on this pack. So yeah, I probably give the Jets a C in terms of this draft class. But at the same time, I think in the future, I will have a better sort of a grading range, I guess, in terms of being able to compare multiple draft classes. Because I have the ability to do that right now. It's just a matter of putting in the work to do that. And I think it'll be really exciting once I get the chance to do that, once I do kind of the legwork on that.
Jim, any undrafted free agents that the Jets picked up that were notable that you think are worth mentioning and talking about?
In terms of the undrafted free agents for the Jets, Trey Dean, the safety from Florida, might be a decent value in terms of his overall data. I think he's very similar to, you know, the LSU safety that was taken. Also, Tim DeMorrat from Fordham, he's a quarterback prospect that actually tests pretty well for his level of competition and kind of those types of players. Xavier Gibson, I think, is also a pretty good wide receiver prospect in terms of what they got. But those are kind of the main ones. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of excitement there in terms of UDFAs for them. But I think those are the guys that I think will kind of stick out the most. You know, I think Trey Dean might end up, you know, making the team if he kind of puts everything together. And I definitely think Xavier Gibson as well kind of fits that sort of role.
Jim, league-wide, which teams do you think did the best? Which teams do you think did the worst? And who were some of the best and worst values individually in terms of the players?
I would say the best, the top five teams that I have based on my grading system were the Houston Texans at one, the Indianapolis Colts at two, Seattle Seahawks at three, Pittsburgh Steelers at four, and the Los Angeles Chargers. Again, when you look at the talent that they brought in, so how many players they brought in, what the value of those players were, that's kind of how that graded out for them. I think all those teams did really well in terms of the value for everything like that. I think in terms of the worst drafts, the Minnesota Vikings, to me, were the worst draft in terms of value, in terms of what they were able to bring in. It was just not the best in terms of that area. The 49ers, the Browns, the Raiders, and the Giants also kind of fit into that sort of range. But at the same time, remember that sometimes they just didn't have draft capital. So if you only have four players and those players are just not that great, it's going to kind of hurt you a little bit. And especially if you're picking in the later rounds, because the fact of the matter is, fourth, fifth round, sixth round, seventh round picks don't typically hit that much. So you kind of have to take those things into account also when you're talking about teams like the Cleveland Browns and those other types of teams. I think the best pick values in this draft class, if I was to give like the top, I say just 10, Evan Hull from Northwestern for the Colts, I think was a great pick in the fifth round. Anton Harrison is kind of the first round offensive tackle. He had top 10, top 15 talent traits for him, and you know, him going at pick 27, I think was a great overall pick for them. John Gaines, the second from UCLA for the Arizona Cardinals, was great. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Cody Mock from North Dakota State, great in terms of that as well. The Green Bay Packers with Lou Nichols the third in the seventh round, I think was a steal. I think he has a great shot. I know they have running backs there already, but if he gets cut by them, definitely consider picking him up if you need a running back. Chase Brown for the Bengals, I think, was a great overall pick for them as well. The Jets with Israel, I think, was another one of the best value picks in the draft. City Sal for the Patriots was really great. Osiris Torrance for the Bills was another great guard prospect for them. And Dylan Horton, the edge for TCU for the Houston Texans, also was a great value pick. So I think there was a lot of great value picks, but I think those are the ones. And I mentioned a lot of running backs. Again, the most depth in this draft class was at the running back position. So if you're taking these, if you're just devaluing the position, letting them fall that far, then you're going to pay a little bit, you know, because you got a team like the Jets that's going to kind of make that money, you know, getting that great sort of running back prospect on already team that has, you know, a lot of decent running backs on there already. So I think that's a great sort of value across the board.
Jim, any other observations that you had from the 3-day process, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, positively and negatively about any of the team's players? Any observations about the Jets overall?
If you're talking about the overall draft, I think the draft pretty much went as far as I thought it was going to go, especially with the Jets. I think the Jets, they're kind of sticking to what they like. They like size measurables. You know, they like their offensive linemen to be kind of bigger with more length. Their edge rushers, they do like getting those pass rushers in the first round. So that's why the McDonald pick didn't really surprise me that much, because I do think they value those things pretty well. They do value running backs. I mean, this is the third year in a row that they've drafted a running back in any round. So, you know, it kind of shows that as well, that they're, you know, they're willing to kind of invest in that position. So they put value in that particular position. And I think they definitely are going for those defensive backs. So I think in terms of what the Jets are looking for, I think they're in the right sort of area. Again, they kind of reached a little bit in the first round. But again, I think overall, when you look at the overall draft class, I think it's fine. You know, I think there's a lot of great players in this draft class, and I think they're good. You know, they could have done a little bit better. But at the same time, you know, you want coaches to pick players that they believe in. And I think all these players that they drafted, I think based on who they picked, I think they love all these picks. And I think that's a good sign.
Jim Coburn of All Pro Football Data, thanks so much for coming on and reviewing the Jets draft class with me and talking about the rest of the NFL draft and all the other teams and players that were involved. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out your Patreon, where you have all your data posted, follow you on social media, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can definitely go. You can go to patreon.com/JCoburn. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jimmetrics as well to get the information as well, to kind of follow my tweets and stuff like that. And just check that stuff out. And of course, the 2023 NFL Draft Analytics Guide is out. You can get that as a Patreon subscriber on Amazon and on PayHip. So if you go to my Twitter account, you can also check that out as well, with 748 plus prospects. And it's a lot of information in there. And if you want to know more about the football in terms of the data side of things, definitely check that out.
Make sure you check out everything that Jim's doing on his Patreon. Follow him on Twitter as well. And check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has some awesome All-22 breakdowns on our channel, including the Jets' top two picks in the draft. Will McDonald, the edge rusher out of Iowa State, who we just talked about with Jim. We also talked about Joe Tippmann, the center from Wisconsin. And we've got a video on Zach Kuntz, the tight end from Old Dominion, who Jim agreed could potentially be a late-round steal for the Jets. Watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already, youtube.com/playlikeajet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.